I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Anyone who has had chickenpox is at risk for getting shingles, and the risk goes up as you get older. To talk about shingles and also preventing this disorder is Dr. Alicia Brownfield. She's a professor of internal medicine at MUSC. Dr. Brownfield, tell us a bit about shingles.
Shingles is a condition that's caused by a virus that's the same virus as the chickenpox. As you mentioned, anyone who's had the chickenpox is at risk for getting this because the chickenpox virus actually does not die. It actually becomes dormant next to a nerve ending, and it can come out again along a nerve anywhere in the body.
And tell us about the symptoms.
In most people, it causes a skin illness that's very painful. You'll see a blistering rash.
And how long might these symptoms last?
They can last for up to 6 weeks. But in some unfortunate people, you can have complications. If it happens in the eye, you can get eye complications. You can have hearing loss and complications in the ear. And for some people, that pain of the shingles does not go away, and they end up with a condition called neuropathy.
When somebody gets shingles, are they contagious?
They can be contagious, not like the chickenpox. So the chickenpox is passed on by sneezing and droplets. The open sores in shingles can be contagious, but only by touching. So in general, we tell people if they cover the sores with clothing, they won't be contagious. Now, you should stay away, though, from high-risk groups, babies, and people whose immune system is not working effectively.
And what about treating this disease?
There are a family of antiviral medications that actually work best if you take it within 48 hours of the onset of symptoms. So if you have any symptoms that you think might be shingles, call your healthcare provider right away.
So it sounds like the very best plan is to prevent getting shingles. How do we do that?
That's exactly right. And very fortunately, we have a highly effective vaccine. It's a recombinant zoster vaccine that's recommended for all adults who are 50 and over. This is a two-shot series. You get the first one, and then you get the repeat somewhere between 2 and 6 months after the first.
What about patients who never had the shot and then they got shingles? Should they get the shot after the fact?
They actually should, Bobby, and that's a very good question that I get asked a lot. There are several reasons for that. One is that the shingles can occur more than once, so people who've had shingles are at risk for getting it again. The other is because shingles is not something that is easily diagnosed. There's not a perfect test for shingles. So people may have had a rash. Maybe it was shingles. Maybe it was not. So the Centers for Disease Control just says, go ahead and get the shot.
What about people who never had chickenpox when they were young? Are they still at risk of getting shingles in their older years?
They are still at risk. So the vaccine is recommended for people 50 and over. We think everyone in that age group got exposed to chickenpox, and so they are at risk.
Now, the vaccine you just mentioned is the new improved variety. What about people that think, oh, I had the old version years ago?
That is right. The new one was recommended in 2017. So if you had a shot before that, it was probably the first generation, but it was not as good as the new one, which is over 90% effective. So the recommendation is to have the newer one, even if you had the first generation.
Dr. Brownfield, thanks for providing information about shingles.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.